We're back. Right Side Radio, Phil Williams sitting here in the studio, the Right Side studio, covering all of North Alabama, solid, conservative, and just plain right. All right, we're going to go to something that I just thoroughly enjoy doing. I've got amazing folks that work with me. I mean, I get to sit here and just talk, and, you know, it's Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. It's really not. It's Phil Williams, it's Boomer, it's Copper, it's Alicia who's in the office answering the phones. It's basically a team. And so I just appreciate that. Well, listen, they got opinions too, right? So we do this thing once or twice a week where I've got other folks that come on and we just talk and we share questions back and forth. And, you know, sometimes we don't even always agree entirely, but we love each other nonetheless. But nonetheless, I've got great folks. And so let me go ahead and just double check. We got a good clean feed connection to Birdman. Birdman, you there?
Howdy, howdy, guys.
Hey, all right, Birdman. So Birdman, for those of y'all that don't know him, he's the guy that keeps everything running in the outhouse. So he does all the social media, the podcasting, the website maintenance, all that kind of stuff. And Birdman's with us. And, of course, right here in the studio, we got the Boomer with us right now.
Hey, what's up, Birdman?
Hey.
What's up, brother?
All right, so, fellas, I got you guys on the hook here. Let me get some questions up. I got my list ready, prepared. I did have it, lady. So there's plenty of things going on right now in the news, but the ones that really caught my attention, let me go with this one first. I know you're both gun guys. Boomer's just nodding his head. I know who Birdman is. He's definitely a gun guy. But so here's the deal. You guys probably saw it this weekend. A concealed carry gun owner took down a shooter in an Indiana mall. This shooter came into the food court at a mall in Indianapolis, apparently killed three people. He brought a long gun, had like three or more magazines ready to reload with. I don't know to what level of training or experience he had with firearms, but nonetheless, he was already killing people. And a patron, just a guy who was there to go shopping or whatever, was carrying and took down the perpetrator. So let me ask you this. Your thoughts on civilians interceding in criminal events. Birdman, you first.
Yeah, I mean, this is the whole reason why those of us that conceal carry. This is where the good guy with the gun argument really comes into play. And furthermore, this is one of those things that if you are of the mind to carry a gun, this is one of those situations that you pray to God you're never in, but you also pray to God that if you are in it, you'll handle it in the way he did. And I think this reminds me a lot of the Texas shooting from that older gentleman who said the exact same thing. You know, you hate hearing this kind of thing happen, you hate seeing it happen, but you thank the Lord when somebody is willing to step up and put their lives on the line. And that's exactly what this guy did.
Yeah. Yeah. Boomer, what are your thoughts, man? So this thing happened in Indianapolis. What do you think?
Well, first off, I just want to say good for him. He did exactly what all concealed carry people should do. I mean, I pray that I would do the same thing in that situation. That's what I train for. That's why I conceal carry.
Yeah. And you know, here we are in Alabama. I mean, you're not even required to have a concealed carry permit now. But the interesting thing is, in this particular case, I don't know if you saw it, but the mall owner came out and said, you know, technically he was breaking our rules by he was not supposed to have a firearm in the mall. Boomer.
I just shake my head to that. I mean, good for him for doing that.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't even know why they would actually come out and say that.
You look at that and go, okay, so you would rather he didn't and there were more people dead? What are you saying?
Yeah, exactly.
Thank God for Alabama laws.
What's that?
Thank God for Alabama laws, because those carry no weight unless it's a state or federal building.
It's exactly right. And there are some exclusionary potentials within Alabama law, but you're right. A mall is not one of them. And so, all right. This is, for those of you that hadn't already figured it out, this is a gun-friendly environment. Am I right in saying that?
Yes, you are.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Very much so.
All right. Radio show hosted by an airborne ranger with two other guys that are big gun guys. It's hard to find a more Second Amendment friendly show to listen to. All right, let me switch gears. Dr. Fauci. The much loved Dr. Fauci, the one who I've been saying for quite some time, is probably the worst public spokesman that's ever been thrust upon the audiences of the nation. Dr. Fauci just announced today, I think it was, that he's going to retire before the next president takes office. So regardless of who gets elected, And by the way, I'm praying it's not a Biden administration or a soon-to-be thereafter Biden follow-up. But Dr. Fauci just announced that he will retire before the next president takes office. What are your thoughts, and will he have a career as a pundit on some liberal news talk show? Boomer, you first, buddy.
Oh, thank you, because I actually would like to start on this one.
Okay.
Praise God he's leaving, because I just personally think he's a joke every time he gets on. But yeah. Unfortunately, he probably is going to be on some news source talking and providing his expertise, if you say that.
Is he going to be like Fox's Dr. Mark Siegel, but that's the opposite, like the evil Mark Siegel? Is that what's going to happen?
That's probably what's going to happen. So I'm just happy that it's actually going to he will be gone.
I'll tell you what, before I tender my opinions, let me go ahead and just jump in there with Birdman. Birdman, your thoughts, Fauci?
Yeah, I mean, his claim to fame came from him being a subject matter expert in a time that had millions of people in a panic, and people wanted updates on it. So I understood that from that point, and frankly, looking back, I understand it now. However, let's call what it is. He's not a pleasant voice to listen to, and I mean no disrespect here. He's not interesting to listen to. He's hard to follow, and I think that alone is going to take him out of that. But also, people just don't want to hear him speak in that realm. Now, he could definitely MSNBC, CNN. I don't even think CNN would bring him, honestly. I think MSNBC is the only one that would actually bring him as a pundit, but I honestly think his chances are pretty low. Now, he is a smart guy. He is a subject matter expert on this kind of thing. But it also depends on how long this administration is going to keep drawing out this unnecessary fear into people about things they should not be afraid of. That's what's making him famous.
Well, you know, they're already talking about the next variant that might shut things down. And Los Angeles, Charlene pointed out this morning that Los Angeles is talking about a new mask mandate.
Man, it's already happening here. It's already happening in Huntsville.
In Huntsville?
I'm not going to get into a bunch of details, but in North Alabama, yes, there are places in Madison County that it is absolutely becoming a thing.
Wait,
all
I'm
over
gonna
again.
Ahead, I'm going to go ahead and guess. I'm going to lay out a guess. I'm going to say UAH is one of those considering it.
I have been calling that for a while. I'm surprised they haven't already.
Wow. No. How about no? How about some amazing civil disobedience like I am not wearing a mask unless I feel like wearing a mask, but not because you told me I had to wear a mask.
It's what it took in the first place.
Yeah. Boomer, what are you thinking?
That's exactly what I'm thinking. Don't tell me what to do.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. There are. And by the way, you know, it's one thing to say you got to wear pants. Okay.
Okay.
Boomer, would you please wear pants tomorrow?
I'll wear pants.
But there are limits to what can be said, and there's been studies that have shown that there is zero efficacy in the mask wearing. And so the idea that you have to put on a mask of any kind, just that face diaper to make other people feel better, it's not working.
Right.
It's
the fact of making other people feel better. That's what I don't like.
Okay, so leaving the Fauci thing, let me just ask this. How long after he leaves? Now the dude's not young, but he's been in public service for 50 years. He is currently, apparently, the highest paid public servant in the entire United States. He has a salary of somewhere in the neighborhood of like $653,000 a year or something like that as a public servant. But let me ask it to you this way. How long after he leaves before he makes appearances as a contributing editor getting paid for his time on a liberal talk show? Boomer, how long will it take after he leaves office?
I would say, actually, I don't know. I would just be guessing. On a talk show?
I'm gonna write it down. You name it. Is it 1 month, 3 months?
I'm going to say about between 6 and 7 months.
So 6 to 7 months, according to the Boomer. Well, Birdman, what are you thinking?
If that actually were to happen, I'm giving it 3 to 6 months. And the only reason I say that is that's the perfect time to go in and rag on the next administration if it is a Republican administration. I think that would be a perfect way for him to just jump in for the clout, honestly.
That would be. I'm going to go ahead and say he's probably going to pull a total Jen Psaki and have his contract signed before he leaves his position. Ooh. And he's going to step out of one, take a two-week vacation to the Keys, and then come back and put on a mask and step into a studio. That's what I'm going to say. I'm just saying no delay. Fauci has proven himself to love the public arena. So we'll see what happens. All right. Good enough, fellas. Round one of Boomer and the Birdman. Go ahead, Kelsey, take us to a break. And by the way, I forgot to play the whoop-whoop. Oh, my gosh. All right, Kelsey, get the whoop-whoop ready. When we get back, we got it. I know. It is tragic. We're going to fix that when we get back. All right, folks. Bill Williams, Right Side Radio. We're doing Boomer and the Birdman. When we get back from this break, we'll wrap that up. And we'll start it off with the appropriate whoop-whoop because we forgot to do that on the way in. Bill Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back. Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right, covering all of North Alabama. Hey, listen, we're doing a segment right now. We call it Boomer and the Birdman. So these two guys, they're part of what makes this show work. They just do an amazing job. I mean, I could not imagine having to do this without their help. And what they provide every single day is an invaluable service. Anyway, all that to say, they also got great opinions and they share them. But hey, Kelsey, we forgot a minute ago to intro this with the right sound effect. I mean, all these regular segments that we do have a sound effect, like the Triple Dipper and the Grand Council. And oh, by the way, when we do Copper and the Birdman or Boomer and the Birdman, we got to play the whoop whoop. So, Kelsey, if you got it, hit it.
Whoop whoop! Whoop whoop! Whoop whoop!
Nice. That's the way it's supposed to have been done. All right. Okay, Birdman, you still there?
Yeah, still here.
All right, good. All right, here we go. Switching gears on you, politics. You ready? Give me y'all's thoughts. I don't know if you've surveyed anybody or just have your own opinion. Doesn't matter to me. No right, no wrong. But here's the deal: Trump endorsements may or may not have helped in the Alabama Senate primary. I mean, we saw where he unendorsed Mo Brooks, then he went and endorsed Katie Britt right at the very last minute. But because of when he endorsed Katie Britt, some would say it did have an impact, but she was already leading, you know, pretty exponentially. So it makes you wonder, was it just him jumping on board? I don't know. So what we're seeing, though, is in some states, his endorsement does still carry weight. But like what we're seeing right now in Georgia, Governor Kemp's running for re-election, and he prevailed over the Trump-endorsed candidate. So what are your thoughts? Is a Trump endorsement still the big ticket item that it used to be? Birdman, you first.
It depends on the state. I feel like when Trump was throwing out endorsements in Alabama, it was received differently. Especially, I don't know, Georgia's been going off the deep end lately with some of the ways that they're handling their politics. I don't know, some of the stuff that you're seeing coming out of the Democratic Party in Georgia. I don't know. It held weight here in Alabama, at least for a time. I think when he dropped his original endorsement, things started to kind of get sketchy because I think from a national point of view, people looked at that and went, well, if he's going to endorse somebody and then just drop it right after, he's flighty. Why would we go? You know, I feel like it may just seem unsteady to people. And I think it just is a bad look now in some cases. But I also think it heavily depends on the state.
Okay, so how about you personally? If there's a let's say for instance that Trump decides not to run for president, which all the indications are that he is, but right. If he decides not to run for president and he endorses one of the other presidential candidates instead, would that carry weight with you or no?
No. I don't really care too much about endorsements because I prefer to spend a lot of time digging into each candidate that I'm considering myself, and I don't really like being told who to vote for. And I know that sounds very stubborn, but in a lot of cases, a lot of people who give out endorsements are saying, we stand for him and you should too. And like, that's a great rah-rah speech, but I don't really care what people have to say. And I want to learn it myself. And I don't know.
Okay. Yeah. All right. I get it. So, Boomer, what do you think, man? Trump endorsement, does it still carry weight or no?
Well, can I start with this? I think endorsements are for people that aren't doing their due diligence and figuring it out for themselves.
Yes.
Well, yeah. Sometimes that can be the case. They look around. What do you
think? Which is fine. I mean,
it becomes a "what do you think" kind of thing, as opposed to "this is what I think."
Right. I mean, that's. I mean,
but endorsements do help sometimes.
They do. Absolutely. I agree with that. But with the fact of, with Trump, in Alabama, when he backed out of the first one, that was. I think that's just put some people in the nation just uneasy, like wishy-washy. That's what they felt, you know. That's how maybe I looked at it, you know, as a, you know, just a citizen.
I felt like it was overly fickle. I mean, it's one thing to even drop the endorsement, but to then endorse the opponent of the person you had just endorsed prior, that felt extremely fickle to me.
Right. And after doing a little bit of – sorry to cut you off.
No, you're good. You're good.
After doing a little research, I mean, it just – just on it, it was like, you know, do past presidents or whoever's doing the endorsing, do they tend to always endorse the people that they know is going to win? I mean, that's what I read a little bit about. I mean, I don't know if that's always the case. But.
Well, you know, in Trump right now, there's been some thought that the endorsement of Katie Britt was, you know, he may have liked Katie Britt. She's a very likable candidate, but then again, he may have also been strap hanging, because at that point she was polling so far ahead that he was almost assured to be able to put her in his win column. So I don't know. I got mixed feelings. I think that if we had a field of presidential candidates and one of them was you know, leaning towards Trump policies, I would want to know what he thinks. But in the end, I agree with both of y'all. You have to do your own research and feel comfortable with who you're voting for. So there's that. All right, listen, we only got about 2.5 minutes left. So this is my favorite part of doing this, is what I call stupidest story of the week. All right, stupidest story of the week. Boomer, you first. You guys always find stuff that I didn't see in all the research I do, but what is your stupidest story of the week?
All right, I'll go really quick. I found this. It is a 53-year-old man in the U.S. sets a record for pushing a peanut up a mountain using his nose.
Why? Why would anybody push a peanut up a mountain using what is the point in this?
I don't know. He just wanted to set the world record. It's in Colorado, and it went up Pike's
There's some
Peak.
Serious. He went up Pike's Peak Pike's pushing Peak. A peanut with his nose.
Yep, peanut with his nose.
How long did it take him to do this?
I would actually have to do a little bit more research on that, because I didn't get that far.
So you just found the headline.
Well, I found the headline and I read the article, but it doesn't tell me how far.
Don't
how
you
long
don't
it
you be an old headline reader on this show, Boomer.
I'm watching it.
All right. Oh man. All right. So Birdman, you got to top that one. What do you think? Stupidest story of the week. Can you beat that?
I'm gonna try. Okay. So this is probably just gonna make you mad, but here we go. So the CDC has launched a new QChat space program. It's called the QChat space. Okay. It's aimed at LGBTQ lifestyles, specifically for 13 to 19-year-olds. This is straight-up grooming. This is straight-up federally funded grooming, and I'm just going to be straight with you because they are talking about stuff about...
Is that a pun? You're going to be straight with me?
That hurt.
Go ahead. No, sorry.
No, you're good. But it's talking about... It's a private chat for tarot cards and astrology.
What?
And sex change operations
the
with
CDC?
Your government officials. CDC.
With our taxpayer dollars.
Yep.
Lord. All right. Well, you have the most maddening story of the week, that's for sure. All right, guys. Love you both. Appreciate you. Thanks for what you do. All right, folks, for those of you in the Birmingham market right now on our Crawford affiliates, you're going to be going straight to Priority Talk with my friend Greg Davis. Those of you guys at Cumulus with WVNN up in Huntsville, hang around. We'll be right back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned.